And I'm from the Violence and Victimization Research Division of NIJ. And if you're here for the impression evidence talk, you're in the wrong room. Now, this is actually the sexual violence research 15 years after VAWA. Now, in the mid-70s, rape was commonly thought of to be perpetrated by men at the fringe of society who sought social and economic control of women. 40 years later, we have a dramatically larger understanding. Researchers have documented that rape is one of the most underreported crimes in the United States, that perpetration of sex offenders are found at all levels of the social spectrum, and that the majority of rapes and attempted rapes are committed by somebody that the victim knows. Sexual violence has been designated as a national problem in need of a governmental response. So in 1994, President Clinton established the Office of Violence Against Women in the U.S. Department of Justice. Also in 1994, Congress passed the Violence Against Women Act as part of the Violent Crime Control and Law Enforcement Act. Since that time, enormous work has been done to service providers, with law enforcement, with federal government work at the state level, at coalition levels, to make women and children safer in their lives. At that time, too, in 1993, the National Institute of Justice, in collaboration with the Office of Violence Against Women, began studying domestic violence and sexual assault and doing research with, in collaboration with OVW and with other federal partners. We thought that it is time to take a pause after 15 years of federal funding to look at what NIJ has done, look at how the field has moved forward, look at what some of the important issues are, and how we have done, and also to see how we can move forward. And to do this, I have three wonderful women who have worked in various capacities in the field. I have Dr. Rebecca Campbell, who is a professor of community psychology and program evaluation at Michigan State University. Her research examines violence against women, specifically sexual assault, and how the legal, medical, and mental health systems respond to the needs of rape survivors. She is currently conducting collaborative research with the Sexual Assault Nurse Examiner Programs and is the author of Emotionally Involved, The Impact of Researching Rape. Dr. Bonnie Fisher is a professor of the Division of Criminal Justice and research fellow in the Center for Criminal Justice Research at the University of Cincinnati. She is a nationally recognized expert in stalking and sexual victimization of college women, repeat victimization, self-protection effectiveness, fear of crime, and the response of post-secondary schools to reports of sexual victimization. Last but definitely not least, we have Delilah Rumberg, who is the executive director of the Pennsylvania Coalition Against Rape. She has managed PCAR's tremendous growth and outreach across Pennsylvania and throughout the nation. Rumberg has co-chaired the U.S. Military Department of Defense Task Force on Sexual Harassment and Violence in the Military Service Academies and served as deputy co-chair of the Defense Task Force on Sexual Assault in the Military. How we're going to do this is Dr. Campbell is going to get up and speak for approximately 10 minutes, do part A of her talk. Then Dr. Fisher will get up and give her talk, and then Dr. Campbell will give part B of her talk. We just thought we'd keep everybody post-lunch a little more engaged this way. And then Delilah is going to take a moderator or discussant's prerogative and give her commentary and questions from her chair. We will take about an hour of your time in giving these talks, after which we will open the floor up to questions from the field.